The second Thursday of the month is upon us, and that means it's time for Art Walk. This month's theme is Here's to the Heroes, aiming to give recognition to World War II veterans, while also saying thank you to all the brave men and women who serve us now. Art Walk will be held tomorrow night from 5 to 8, and there will be a variety of things going on all throughout downtown, including music from the Hardin-Simmons Brass Ensemble and students of the Texas Music Teachers Association. There will also be a dance performance by ACU's Swing Cats, as well as a live battle reenactment on Cypress put on by the 12th Armored Division Museum. Bird Thomas, curator of fun learning experiences at the Center for Contemporary Arts, told me what else patrons can expect.
There are a couple of surprises, which I can't really tell you right now, or they wouldn't be surprises, but know this, that the Hellcats will and some local ROTC kids will lead the crowd down to the Paramount Theater, where the Community Foundation is going to world premiere a film about Colonel Edwin Dyess. And if you're thinking, oh, Dyess, that rings a bell. I wonder who that guy is. Well, he's a guy from Albany who died at age 27, but he too was a World War hero, and so much so that our military base here, Dyess Air Force Base, is named after him. So the Community Foundation is putting this on as a world premiere, and because of their generous support, everybody in Abilene is invited to come to the film for free and learn all about Edwin Dyess and what made him a hero.
For a schedule of everything going on tomorrow night, go to www.center-arts.com. Be sure to come out and take part in learning a bit about the military history of Abilene, while also giving thanks to those who fought and are still fighting for our freedom. For KACU, this is Braylon Becton, signing off.